This is Cyber Defense Radio with your host and cybersecurity expert, Gary Malefsky. Gary brings to you another globally recognized cybersecurity executive in the hot seat today.
Sitting in my hot seat today is none other than Nathan Hunstead, who has a long title I'm going to say is the security researcher and, oh, go ahead.
And engineer.
So tell us, at Code42, Code42, I used your services years ago for backups, but you guys have, like, light years ahead, gone way beyond that into data loss prevention or protection?
Yes, data loss protection.
So DLP as in data loss protection.
That's
the key. How do you do that, Nathan?
So we feel that traditional DLP data loss prevention tools just aren't cutting it. There's too many ways for data to get out. Blocking doesn't work. And so we're really focusing on data loss protection, which is getting visibility to data file and data movement in your organization.
Unmanaged file, unstructured file movement.
Yes. Yep. Any file movement, whether it's to a USB, to the cloud, to a sharing
Dropbox,
service like Box.
Exactly.
Box, Dropbox.
You keep an eye on all of that?
Yes, absolutely.
Are you inline? Are you hybrid? Are you hosted? Where are you located to do this?
Yeah. So we're in a couple places. We have an endpoint agent that has visibility into file movement on the endpoint. So files that are moved to USB, for example, or files that are uploaded to a cloud service via a browser. We also have integrations with several cloud services at the API level. So we can use APIs to gather information on file data movement from Google Drive, OneDrive, Box, and so forth.
And Dropbox and all the rest.
Yes.
Files anywhere, all these guys.
Yes.
Okay. So here's the thing. You started out with an agent years ago for backup.
Yes.
You've enhanced this agent to keep an eye on these devices. If I am the IT administrator and I've been told nobody can copy files to USB drives, mm-hmm. do you stop that with the agent or do you detect an alert?
We detect an alert. So even if, as happens in many companies, you have a blanket no USB kind of policy in place, there's always exceptions. And our agent gives you the ability to manage what's happening on those endpoints that do allow USBs. Or if somehow that kind of blocking gets turned off, we still have visibility into that file movement.
That's awesome. So we're looking at don't move files to USB because you're, you know, data leaking out of the building. What else? Like don't post files up to the cloud.
Yep, don't post files up to the cloud.
What other things are users doing that you're catching?
Yeah, well, we see users emailing files to themselves, so that's a big one.
Oh, so and maybe they're emailing it to their personal Gmail
account
or their Yahoo account.
Yep, so if they're uploading it in a browser.
Of which you and I have all their passwords because the Yahoo breach.
You got it.
Okay.
Exactly.
So that's not good. That's not safe.
If they're uploading it into a browser so they can send it to their own personal email, for example, we can capture that file movement.
So you can catch that file movement and alert the IT. Do you have a centralized dashboard?
Yes, we do have a centralized dashboard. We also have something called the Departing Employee Lens, which is
Pause. I love this. The name of it is called the Departing Employee Lens.
Correct. Yes.
This is brilliant because when you lose an employee, there's a risk of data loss. Tremendous risk.
Absolutely.
I'm taking it to my new company. I need that Salesforce database. I need that customer record list. Whatever it is, I want to be important and special. I signed an NDA with you. I'm not supposed to steal, but hey, maybe I'll get more money at my next job. You have the Departing Employee Lens.
That is absolutely correct. And you just really laid out one of our key use cases, which is the employee who's leaving and taking data because they think it's going to be valuable in their next job. With the Departing Employee Lens.
It's a crime. It's bad behavior.
It's bad behavior, and it can cost companies a lot of money. I mean, when you're talking about intellectual property, you know, patent applications, those kinds of things, they can do serious damage to a company if they're taken.
What about supply chain? So let me give you an example. Let's say Northrop Grumman is working on the B-3 bomber. I don't know that they are. Let's say that Lockheed has a better design. I don't know that they do. But I work for them as a consultant, and I'm involved at the team, and I've got my clearance, and I just kind of want to take a little bit of this file to my friends in China who offered me a lot of money for the B-3 design. Will you catch this?
Absolutely. If we have that agent on the endpoint, we will catch that file movement.
Why doesn't everybody have Code 42 on all their networks?
That's a great question. I don't know.
So if there's going to be a data leakage, you need data loss protection.
That's right.
I love this. So forget about the old DLP stuff. Code 42 is giving me, in my organization, a lens into bad behavior. And this is so important. You're not stopping it. You're alerting, and that will allow staff who's in charge to react. The CISO can say, hey, that person we just let go, we're going to have them arrested because they committed a crime.
That's
or
right.
We're going to, you know, go to court against our competitor because they just gave them the data.
Absolutely.
So you are so important in this whole supply chain of data.
Yes.
And the unstructured file issue and the lateral movement of files to then throw it out over the fence is not usually monitored very well.
No, it's not. And it's easier to get data out of an organization today than ever because there are so many file sharing services out on the internet because people are mobile. They have laptops. They're remote workers. It's really hard to keep
even
an eye
phone.
On that. Even your phone. It's hard to keep an eye on that all that data because it's so distributed.
Now, would the phone be in the future of this? Will you do a mobile agent?
You know what? I'm not on our product management team, so I don't know what's in the cards, but we are looking at all kinds of ways of exfiltrating data.
That's excellent. Now, they talk about the future of continuous data protection, which is really like backups in real time. Are you kind of close to doing that? Or, you know, you kind of don't want to overuse up CPU cycles and build up too much big data storage.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're kind of somewhere in between?
Yeah, I would say that we're focusing more on the data movements and getting better visibility and analysis of that versus trying to become, you know, like a real-time backup provider.
Data movement, data visibility.
Yes.
And what about if I got ransomware? Maybe I'm a small city that just went all network. I'm not naming the city. And I've got ransomware, and it's taken over our networks and our computers. And most of them are Windows.
Mm-hmm.
Can you help us roll back at all?
Absolutely. I mean, that when you think about it, ransomware is just another kind of data loss. You have lost the data because it's unavailable, and we provide data loss protection. So absolutely, we could, with our backups, provide that data back to you so you could get up and running quickly.
So data loss protection, in your mind, is kind of a scaled view of the original world of backups mm-hmm. into the new world of users are moving things all over the place. Let's make sure they're moving it where they're supposed to.
Exactly.
Love it. Anything else you want to share with our viewers and listeners?
I think that this is one of the biggest problems that is being unmet in the industry today. Everyone has employees that are leaving. Everyone has people who quit. But not a lot of companies have that kind of visibility into the data that's
What do we call that lens again?
The data, departing employee lens.
Okay.
Departing employee lens.
So this is a piece of the platform.
Yes. That's a piece of the platform. Yes.
Okay. There's no onboarding employee lens, is there? That's automatic.
Not yet. No,
but when
not
the agent's
yet.
Installed, you
yes.
pretty much have it.
Exactly.
So folks, you've got to go to code42.com. It doesn't matter how big or small your business. You can be a SOHO. You can be an SMB. You can be a Fortune 100 or Fortune 10,000, and you need Nathan's solution, code42.com, for data loss protection. Great stuff. Great interview. I really enjoyed the hot seat with you.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Cyber Defense Radio. Stay tuned next time for another amazing and informative episode. CyberDefenseRadio.com is proudly part of the Cyber Defense Media Group, where InfoSec knowledge is power.